Steph, 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Halfway around the world and halfway across the dunes, it seemed like a bad idea. It started to get pretty hot. The odds were against us finding, sir. We didn't even know if we'd find the water. When you go looking for surf, you don't look for a really big wave. If you found one, you'd never ride it in strange waters. It would be much too dangerous.
The day after today, when they have danced, I will walk among you.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
And you're tuned into another edition of Revolution Rock, or should I say Revolution Surf, here on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm your host Dave, joined with Adam and also Greg Maxwell of the Ugly Vision.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, Greg and Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for letting us share the half pipe. I don't know surfing terminology. Either way, grab your boards, catch a wave,
say this every
shine
year.
Your woody, and we know...
Wait a minute, what?
That's a surfboard term. But then we're going to go out on the waves for some stellar tunes, and normally, every theme month, we do a surf special, and it tends to focus on one particular element or theme. This year, it's kind of like a charcuterie board of surf rock.
Would you say it's like moving all over the place? It's getting on different waves? Different wavelengths?
Yeah, let's go with that.
That's really bad, I'm sorry.
But maybe it's more like a potluck. We all brought, like, a special dish to this meal. This surfing meal.
Surfing meal?
Yeah.
We're really going for the metaphors right now.
That's not really a metaphor, that's just a bad term. But, you know, rather than bore the audience with that, why don't we talk about some of what you can expect to hear on this episode? Greg, what about you? What did you bring? What are some of the selections that you're going to be presenting to the audience tonight?
I brought some spooky songs, some weird songs, some Canadian tracks. Some monster-themed songs.
Catching those monster waves.
Yeah, the monster waves.
Definitely. Myself, I decided to bring a selection of various Canadian artists, some more obscure, some better known, and I also decided to branch out and look at international surf acts from around the world, including some countries that you may not suspect to have such a thriving surf rock scene, but you may be surprised by what you hear with some of these selections. And David, what about you? What are you bringing to the table for this surf-tastic meal?
I brought nothing, actually. I'm leaving.
Okay, get out of here.
I brought a selection of just some Canadian surf and a few international surf songs. I brought a couple by Messer Chups, who played Detroit not too long ago. A really great show at the Lager House over in Detroit. And I also brought a selection of tracks from bands that you might not expect have done a surf song.
So, yeah, so not surf bands doing surf songs, which is, I guess, kind of your like mini theme. So, you know, this is a super theme month. We all have kind of a theme we're bringing to this surf
really too
episode.
Much. It's really too much.
Dave, shut your beautiful mouth. That's not true. We know that. But what we do want to let you know is that there's a surf track you want to hear on this episode of Rev Rock. Please give us a call at 519-971-3630 in Windsor. And if you're in Detroit or out of the whole district around the world anywhere, you can give us a call at 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIXIE-JAM.
All right, so we're going to get started with a band that actually has a bit of a Detroit connection. Correct, Greg?
This is correct. It's Nick and the Jaguars, Ichiban Number 1. This is actually a band from Pontiac, Michigan, and probably the only surf band that has graced the Motown catalog.
Hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to get started with that. You're tuned in to Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Let's get to it. This is Ichiban number one.
Number one. We'll be right back.
you are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Theme Month Week 4 here on Revolution Rock, or, of course, as we call it around this time of year, Revolution Surf. It is indeed our annual Surf Rock episode, so we're going to be giving you a smorgasbord of surf all evening long. I don't know what's with the food analogies. I don't know what.
Did you say smorgasbord?
I think so.
Isn't it supposed to be smorgasbord? I'm sorry.
Damn you, Dave. That's so good. Anyway.
German is not his first language.
Nor second or third, to
nor
be honest.
Mine. It's my fifth.
Good for you.
Just kidding. I don't know any of those words. Okay.
You don't know the word fifth?
No.
Have you seen Beethoven's fifth?
I don't think it's German anyways. It's
Swedish, actually.
Yeah.
But with that said, aside from one song, all of those were selections brought to us by Greg Maxwell, and a really awesome cover at the end of that set, too. Why don't you talk about that one, Greg?
Yeah, it was a cover of Judas Priest's Breaking the Law by the band Luau or Die. We actually saw Luau Die at a CJAM event
a couple of years back.
The year escapes me, but
yeah,
it was
not too long after this release, I think.
Yeah, and they were phenomenal, and they played that song, and it stuck with me. So that was one of my picks. And then before that, we heard the Vondels.
Yeah, this is an unreleased album from a surf band that I've played many times actually on the program over the years, but it features. If you want to go to the notes there, Adam, we can
absolutely not
say who's in the band. They used to play around Toronto quite a lot, and the band actually features members of the Scenics, Ken Badger's on bass, which was a post-punk band from the late 70s in Toronto. And it features two brothers, both known for separate things, the Royal Crowns, Danny Bartley, and then, of course, Neil Bartley, who played in an early version of Atomic Seven, which was a band that featured members of Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet once they split. We heard the song Rough Road from this self-titled unreleased album. If you see Ken Badger or anyone, tell them to release it. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Badger.
Please release it. Before that, we heard music from The Vets, another Greg pick. Greg, why don't you tell us what we heard?
Well, I bought this record not that long ago, and it's The Vets' album Rev Up from 1964, and then when I started digging and looking at the musicians who were on that record, it was actually just a Wrecking Crew record. It's Hal Blaine on drums, Glenn Campbell on guitar, Tommy Tedesco on guitar, Leon Russell on keys, Bruce Johnson from the Beach Boys, pre-Beach Boys, was a vocals and keyboards on it, and it was produced by Terry Melcher. So,
wow.
Was kind of surprised at the all-star lineup of that record.
Huh. And what song did we hear?
We heard the song Superstock Vet for not so much surf, but the surf's little brother, the drag race culture.
Yeah, that's another
similar at the time.
Yeah. And then we heard Satan's Pilgrims before that.
Yeah, with the song Dilation from Sykesploitation, which was an album 2009.
And then we started off with a group from Detroit. Yeah, we heard from Nick and the Jaguars.
Nick and the Jaguars, yeah. Ichiban number one. And another great find that I found one day digging for surf records. And one of the few songs that made it to the Motown catalog that was like surfy garage. Not too much of that on there.
No, that's a rarity for sure, yeah.
Really cool. Thanks for bringing those selections. We'll have some more later on that Greg picked. But we're going to start off next with a selection of some more international acts that Adam brought to the table here.
Yeah, that's right. So there's some that we have played on previous episodes of Rev Rock, some that are, I think, new selections for the program. But we're going to start off with a band from Brazil, one I know we have played before, Os Aquamans. We're going to hear from their sophomore release, Os Aquamans 2, with... and Mafia here on Revolution Rock or Revolution Surf.